Hello, I'm Robert Cramp. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to take a look at the color of flames. If you've looked at many flames, you may have noticed that some flames, like this candle flame, are yellow, whereas others, like the flame of the torch or a gas stove, are blue. Why are they different colors? Well, it has to do with carbon and oxygen. Carbon is a very common chemical. Anything that you burn that turns black contains carbon. That's what that black stuff that's left behind is. And that is what's giving us the yellow color in the candle flame. We can collect some of that carbon by taking a white plate and holding it in the candle flame and seeing the black carbon that we collect. Those little tiny parts of carbon floating in the flame, glowing very hot, are giving us the light. And the reason that they're floating there glowing is because they don't have enough oxygen to burn completely. If you look very closely at a candle flame, you will see that at the bottom and on the sides, there's a very thin layer of blue flame. That's the area where the candle flame is getting plenty of oxygen. But on the inside of the flame, there's very little oxygen, so the carbon, instead of burning, floats around and glows. With our torch, we have these holes that pre-mix the fuel with oxygen, so we get the nice blue color. But we can cover those holes with a piece of tape. When we do that, what we see is that now we get the yellow flame. Once again, we're short on oxygen, the carbon's not burning completely, we get that carbon soot, we can even collect some of it on our plate to see that once again we've got that carbon glowing in there, producing the light. So the next time that you're looking at candle flames or the flames from a torch or a stove, think about the colors, and now you know what causes them. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.